So, guys, we're going to start here in a minute. Tyler, you're going to be on the next show because we're waiting for one comic that's not here yet. Okay? Do you have an appointment that you need to get to? Okay. Feel free to do what you want, and we're off.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned four specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience. That's in it. A show called Stab.
Oh my God, welcome to Stab. Thank you guys for being here. What a wonderful special night it's going to be. Are you ready to meet your contestants? Oh boy. Please welcome to the stage first, Where is he? Bill Wallace. Right here. Sit close to me, Bill. In the middle, Christiana Dominguez. I messed up both of her names. And then on the end there, we've got Robert Berry. Hey guys, welcome to Stab. Thank you for being here. There, all right, Robert. Thank you for being here. Do you have a Twitter handle?
Yes, I do. It's @RetroCrush.
@RetroCrush. Okay, so check out Rob. I don't know if you guys knew this about Robert. Robert is the fifth Teletubby. I don't know if you knew that. What was your Teletubby name, Robert?
Queerby.
Whoa, all right, Queerby. Wasn't the other one? No, okay. Now the Christians are going to get mad. All right. Christiana, how are you? You're in the middle. Sorry. I know you're a lady. I didn't mean to make you do that.
That's
lady.
Okay.
Okay. But thank you. Thank you for being here.
I'm glad to be here.
Dude, what do you do? What's your thing?
What do I do? By day, I'm an attorney.
Yeah.
By night, still an attorney, actually.
Still an attorney at night.
Think, but
it doesn't go away after you eat, like,
no,
eat
no
your first spoonful.
How many showers
of
you take, it's still there.
Well, thank you for being here. I don't know if you knew this. Christiana Dominguez, heiress to the Quaker Oats. That wasn't funny. Fortune. That's the word.
Yeah.
That's the word. Bill Wallace here again. Wait, also, Christiana, this is your first time on the show. Let's hear it for Christiana.
Yeah.
She's doing it. First time. Hey, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to turn my phone down. Bill Wallace, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
You were yelling at me outside for some of the prompts I gave you.
Yeah.
So that means it's going to go great. I have a feeling this show's going to go really good.
It's going to be.
All right. I don't know if you knew this. Bill Wallace, still related to William Wallace from Rio Linda. It's not the William Wallace you thought about. This is another William Wallace.
Right.
Out there.
There's probably a lot of them.
I don't know. Let's play Stab. All right, we're going to play Stab with the sound this time. Robert Berry. Hey, can we shut down the overhead lights and then have the blue ones on? Does anyone know how to do that? All right.
All right.
All right. We're going to start with Christiana.
Oh, not you.
I actually said Robert, but I was lying. This first segment is called This Was Today Once. Christiana, today is Democracy Day in Tibet. I don't know if you knew that. You know what else? On this date, 1973, J.R.R. Tolkien, South African English, what's that word?
Philologist,
and poet was made dead. So, how did you celebrate those two things?
Well, you know, it's fitting that we celebrate two long slogs on the same day.
Oh.
The tireless work by the Dalai Lama and Tibetans dedicated to democratic ideals, and the tiring work of trudging through tomes about the struggle of small, furry-footed, dirty dudes. I celebrated this year, as I do every year, by urging the downvoting of Lord of the Rings films, because I don't read books, on best movie lists across the internet, in the hopes that one day this example of democratic action may spur the Chinese government to free Tibet. So unfurl your prayer flags, lay down those director's cut DVDs, my friends, and pray that change is possible.
All right. Christiana, thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Next, we've got Robert Barry. We're going all out of order. Robert Barry, on this date, 1963, the CBS Evening News becomes U.S. network television's first half-hour weeknight news broadcast when the show was lengthened from 15 minutes to 30 minutes. That's right. You know what else? Here's something else that happened on this date, 1969. Ho Chi Minh, Vietnamese politician, first president of Vietnam, was turned into a dead guy. So news shortened or expanded to 30, and Ho Chi Minh died.
All right.
What'd you do to celebrate these?
Hello, this is Dan Rather with the CBS Evening News. Tonight's a special occasion because we're doubling the amount of news we give you from 15 to 30 minutes. Twice the news and twice the time. It's going to be great. Tonight's top story, Ho Chi Minh, a guy from Vietnam, has died today. He was 79 years old, and he leaves behind a great legacy. As a young man, he was in several music groups, including Men Without Hats and Boys to Men. He also directed several films, including A Few Good Men, Men in Black, Iron Men, and Anal Intruders 7, which is often considered the Citizen Kane of anal intrusion films. Doctors say he died from a rare form of spinal meningitis and menstrual cramps. He survived by his children, Vitamin, Regimen, Albumin, and Benjamin. And shit, I have another 28 minutes of news to fill.
Very good, Robert Barry, with a spot on Dan Rather impression. Very good. Bill Wallace, on this date, 2013, the new eastern span of the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge was opened to traffic, being the widest bridge in the world. Huh? Know what else? You know what else? In 1901, Vice President of the United States, Theodore Roosevelt, utters the famous words, "Speak softly and carry a big stick," at the Minnesota State Fair. That's where he said that. How about these things, huh?
Yeah. I wrote a poem. 'Twas the night before Bridgemas, and all through the bay, not a creature was stirring, not even a game developer. Like a Silicon Valley thing.
Right.
All their tolls were paid early through false hope or cheer that maybe all this shitty fucked up traffic might soon disappear. It didn't. But something did happen on that fateful night. Our dear friend Teddy Roosevelt hopped on a flight through time and space. San Francisco 2 years ago, where and when he landed on top of the Bay Bridge. And upon the bridge top, click, click, click. He doesn't have hooves. He just yelled click three times. I'm not even really sure why he did that. Maybe he might be a fan of like later Adam Sandler films, or you really gotta ask him about it. Anyway. After he said that, he said something else that didn't make any sense in 2013, which was speak softly and carry a big stick. And then yelled, click, three more times. presumably to make sure that we knew what his favorite movie was. And then he left, and that's why he was America's best time-traveling character from Night at the Museum.
Yay! Bill Wallace. This was today once. This is still a show called Stab. This next segment is called the top five Google searches of. It's very fun. It's a fan favorite. Segment, the top five Google searches of mental illness. That's right. If mental illness were a person, Bill, what? What would its top five Google searches be? You said you were going to be mean to me earlier, so it was preemptively.
It's my turn?
We'll do one at a time. We'll do one at a time in cycle. So 15. One at a time. Okay. Mental illness. If it were a person doing a Google search, we'll start with Bill Wallace, Christian Dominguez, or Jerome.
Who's in charge again? Oh, yeah, Charles.
All right. Christiana.
Should I do a podcast?
Mental.
How to perform reverse abortions on black widows with demon heads and tentacles.
Seems mental illnessy. Yes.
Nickelback.
All right. That's it?
Nickelback.
All right.
Handgun permit application.
What are the instructions to assassinate the president buried within the lyrics of Hanson's Mbop?
Love that song.
Nickel front.
Is Uzu Aduba single?
I don't understand it.
Play Crazy Eyes and Orange Is the New Black.
Oh, right.
Thank you.
When does the next season of Doctor Who start?
I tried watching that show. I just can't.
Nickel side.
Of course. Yeah.
How do I explain to my mother that taking an antipsychotic is not a rejection of everything the family has worked for so hard to accomplish?
Help me, help me, help me, help me. There's bugs in my brain. Help me, help me.
And the fifth of five. Bring it home.
Dime.
Google Maps, Chipotle, Midtown, search nearby, Depression Treatment Center.
Jeeves, have I got a question for you?
That was it. That's the top five Google searches of. That's a segment. All right. Right now, we're on Meerkat, are we? How many people do we have on there? How many? Five people! Five people are watching. Thank you, five people. We appreciate it. One is my girlfriend. Soon to be. This next segment is called Reorganization. Please take this existing acronym, reimagine it. What does it now stand for? Who or what does it now represent? In honor of it being... I didn't take this part out from the last show. Fuck it. In honor of it being National Aviation Day, which is not, today's acronym is SAT. SAT. All right. Bill, what does SAT mean to you?
SAT. Silly ass trapezoids. Or as I like to call them, drunk rectangles. You might see them slumming it up around geometry class. Usually trying to find a wall to lean on. When will they get their shit together, John?
I don't know.
Silly ass trapezoids.
Very good. Very good. Yeah, no, you can. You could clap if you'd like. Christiana, SAT, what does it mean to you?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because SAT, while much studied by World War II military historians, is actually little understood by civilians and non-historians, and it's... Of course, the famous sausage attack tactic. Thought to have been the brainchild of German General Rommel, the sausage attack tactic sought to disable the Allied forces by hitting them where it hurt the most, in their sausages. Yes, the Yanks and the Brits were known for cleaning out every twee pub in the Bavarian countryside, scrounging for sausages and pilsner and the occasional romp with a willing Gretel, Helga, or Angela. Rommel proposed lacing these sausages with a potent diuretic on the theory that a pooped-out army would be a pooped-out army. Alas, the German Meat Alliance Treaty, or the GMAT, adhered to by both casual and commercial butchers and sausage makers alike, meant that no one was willing to infect the succulent, fleshy savories with the requisite poison. The failure of the SAT to gain traction in, modern warfare meant that Patton's counter-strategy of latent sausage antidote trick, or the LSAT, was never used, much to the consternation of the Army JAG Corps, who felt that the LSAT was the only logical next step towards victory.
Very good, Christiana. Yes. Robert? SAT was the media, sorry.
SAT, sloppy Asian titties. Sure, the neat, perfect ones have their place. But some, you know, whether they're covered with chili or maybe they just have a varicose vein arrangement that's not pleasing to the eye.
Sure.
Sloppy-ass titties, SAT, all the way.
Wait, didn't you say Asian titties? It sounded like you said sloppy Asian titties.
Sloppy Asian titties,
and then
yeah.
It could have been Aryan, too, so I just...
No, they're... No.
I think that's the funniest exchange I've ever had. Yeah, no, they... All right, that was a reorganization, a fan favorite. This next segment, also a fan favorite, called Movie Makeup. Here are some movie titles I made up. Please give the synopsis based off the provided titles. We're going to start with Christiana. The name of your movie is called The Hope Hamper. The Hope Hamper.
The Hope Hamper.
Hope Hamper.
Coming to HGTV, it's the heartwarming tale of one girl's search for love, family, and a more thoughtfully curated home. In her major made-for-TV movie debut, Taylor Swift stars as Dana in The Hope Hamper. Orphaned at a young age and raised by an uncaring, unpainted, unstaged welfare system, Dana knows nothing of her family save for what's been left to her by her mother in a single rattan and wicker hamper, the sum total of the meager inheritance her mother could provide. Will Dana learn the true meaning of those treasures? A 2006 copy of Domino magazine, a Lucite makeup tray, a shabby chic pillow sham, and a 1 foot length of reclaimed driftwood? Or will her hamper end up as nothing more than a laundry basket? Featuring cameos by Dan Aykroyd as Dana's social worker, an amalgam of his most famous fatherly figures like that one guy in My Girl and that other one guy in Britney Spears' critically criticized film debut Crossroads, now playing on VH1. And by some of HGTV's biggest stars, like the handsomely kind of ugly Canadian twins, who probably have a thing going on with each other, but we're not sure, as Dana's former foster brothers, and that one lady that puts moss in people's living rooms. Don't forget to check out the companion DIY blog, featuring instructables on constructing your own upcycled pallet couch, a repurposed Coke can, Diet Coke can terrarium, discerning the difference between wicker and rattan, and even how to write your very own movie of the week. Yep, The Hope Hamper. Hamper featuring the new hit single, Hope is a Handwoven and Organically Dyed Rope by Taylor Swift. Catch The Hope Hamper this Christmas on HGTV.
Christiana Dominguez, The Hope Hamper. Robert Barry, you are up next. The name of your film is called My Dad's a Shitty Cop. My Dad's a Shitty Cop. Go ahead.
This summer, it's the cop thriller torn from today's headlines. Billy, I'm ashamed of my dad. Why, Timmy? He's a cop. Yeah, Billy, but he's a shitty cop. A real shitty cop. My Dad is a Shitty Cop. A story as real as it gets. Officer Davidson, you just pulled that guy over for a broken taillight and you forgot to shoot him in the face. I'm sorry, I just didn't think that was the right thing to do. Damn it, David, you are one shitty cop. Excuse me, Officer Davidson, I've been looking over your report. Looks like you arrested a prostitute last week and you didn't even rape her in the face or shoot her. You better shape up. You're the shittiest cop on the force. His police badge is a badge of shame. How could one cop be so shitty? Find out this summer in My Dad is a Shitty Cop.
Very good. Robert Barry. Yeah.
Kind of lost you guys there.
Yeah. I like your old Raper in the Face, and then two people walk in. It was awesome. It's the name of our show, Raper in the Face. Sorry. Bill Wallace, bring us home on this segment with this, the title of your movie is called Sick and Deaf. Sick and Deaf.
Sick and Deaf. All right. Meet Tyson. He's a middle-aged, divorced ex-cop trying to find his place in the world when, boom, mesothelioma.
That's how it happens.
It's one of those ones that hits you. It really hits you. Tyson doesn't have many options, but luckily he's got a friend named Dave who used to be a lawyer or a public defendant or something. And Dave won't let Tyson go down without a fight. Follow Tyson, played by Nicole Kidman. And Dave, also played by Nicole Kidman, on their mind-numbingly dull and tedious legal battle in which Tyson's estranged son, also played by Nicole Kidman, at one point shows up and reminds him that money isn't everything. Oh, and did I mention that his son, played by Nicole Kidman, is deaf?
No, you didn't.
I know, right? So come on down to the theater and watch Nicole Kidman as a sick man and Nicole Kidman as that sick man's ex-lawyer friend. And Nicole Kidman as that sick man's once estranged deaf son. And Sick and Deaf, a movie about things.
A movie sorry. About things.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's just. Yeah, thanks.
I appreciate that. That segment was called Movie Makeup. This next segment is called Location, 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 a fan favorite. Location, location, location. You all run businesses in a shitty place. Please make us want to come to them. We're going to start with you, Christiana. You run a sensitivity training school in a town completely populated by frat boys.
Is your town completely populated by frat boys? Ours is. That's why we picked Tuscaloosa. No, that's not how you say it. Tuscaloosa, Alabama, is the home of the Clear Eyes, Full Hearts, Can't Discriminate Center for Increased Social Sensitivity. Our recently upgraded facilities, now featuring reinforced glass and that paint that you can't urinate on without it splashing back at you, provide ample classroom space for your annual corporate retreat. Start your week's day with a walk through town on Bama Game Day and log examples of insensitive behavior unfolding in front of you. Your employees are sure to be so repulsed at the unchecked racism and misogyny that they'll gladly sit through 8 hours of instructional time on the promise of a non-rohypnol-laced sweet tea alone. We know you'll really enjoy our restructured curriculum, featuring popular classes such as, Are You Racist? Absolutely! And, You're Sensitive About the Wrong Thing, Accepting Your Biases in These Training Sessions Without Verbally Abusing Your Instructor. And, of course, favorite, Think Twice Before You Yell, How to Handle Yourself When You See Someone Without a Wheelchair Parked in a Handicap Zone. So, whether you're here as a new hire or as part of a stipulated settlement agreement, we guarantee that the Clear Eyes, Full Hearts, Can't Discriminate is the place for you.
Christiana Dominguez, very good. Yay! Very funny. Robert Barry.
Jesus Christ.
You are an auctioneer that holds his auction. All right.
This is so wrong.
Yeah. You're an auctioneer that holds his auctions in a children's hospital burn unit.
Hey there, come on down to Crispy Clem's Kids Burn Clinic Auction Showcase. We're the only auction house this side of the Mississippi that boasts an entire staff of burned up kids. Are you tired of getting the third degree from other auction houses? Why not get it from kids that have all the third degree they need? Third degree burns, that is. Finally, the sweet, sweet combination of cute kids and the savory smell of bacon all in one handy place. These kids will do your bidding. Auction bidding, that is.
Wow.
Folks, please, please, please don't wear salty gloves or slap the kids on the back. They're in constant pain, and it's all they could do to keep from fainting. Let's hear from little Pete Johnson, who just started working here last week. It hurts. It hurts so bad. Kill me now.
Oh, my God.
Kill me.
Oh, wow.
Open Friday through Saturday. Free beef jerky to the first 100 visitors every day.
Oh. Bear down. That was a tough one. Man, we should have started this show with this segment. All right. Bill Wallace.
Yeah.
Return us back from going to hell.
Oh.
Bill, you're a pop and lock instructor, a pop and lock instructor in white suburbia, USA.
Yeah. my business is actually going really well. You know, I had my doubts at first. Like, I thought that white kids wanting to be more and more like black people was just a fad, like a lot of people did. Turns out there's just as many of them out there as there ever was. So everything's going really, really well. Like, I mean, Chad's moonwalk has improved giant leaps and bounds. Chad. Sarah with an H. I mean, her isolations are out of this world. I guess I should have used that one for moonwalk. Yeah, I got to say, this was a pretty amazing business decision for me to make.
Very good, Bill Wallace. You know what, guys? That concludes the first episode of Stab. Thank you very much. One more time for all the comedians you saw. There we go. One more time for Bill Wallace, Christiana Dominguez, Robert Berry. Yes. Hey, guys, if you'd like to hear more Stab, check us out at Twitter, at Stab Show. You can check us out on SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, at Stab Show. Stay tuned for the next show. Thanks, guys.